There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome back, Gloria Julia Show, My Talk Waters. Welcome back. Well, from Friday, welcome back. Oh boy. Here we go. Laurie and Julia Show, My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Yeah, I was going to go to a movie, but they changed the start time from 7 to 9.30, and I'm suing the theater.
Right. That's right.
Oh, my gosh. It's Monday. It's Veterans Day. We want to thank everybody. I was thinking about, I mean, we, between the three of us, we all have family members.
Yes, we do.
Donnie, your dad?
Yes. Oh, dad and brother.
Dad and brother.
Served,
your dad.
Yes.
My dad and brother.
Me. Mm-hmm. My stepdad. My dad. My husband.
Mm-hmm.
My nephew.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people serve. And
yeah,
I'm glad to see, that people are, reaching out and just, letting people know that they appreciate
Absolutely.
Their service. I loved the guy, the World War II vet who played, I don't know what football game it was, but he played the Star Spangled Banner on his harmonica.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Was it
a college football game?
It might have been.
Donnie, maybe you can find it.
And his fingers, you could see, the arthritis, and he just blew that harmonica. Mancini's, I got to do a half a dance with my World War II guy who's just a few months short of 100.
I love that.
Did you see
him? No, I don't think I saw him, Laurie.
Yeah, he sits at the corner at Mancini's and he does a half a dance, but he's very vigorous and he can spin you a couple of times. But we just do a half a dance.
Oh, you know, that's plenty.
So dance with a veteran if you get a chance.
Absolutely.
I like that. Yeah, he's 96 and he played it at Madison Square Garden.
Oh,
so
okay.
Must have been for a basketball
game.
Yeah.
It was really funny. Can you play the audio? Can we hear it?
Okay. Let me see what I
mean, I don't know. It was just, all the morning shows were doing little nods to different veterans, things. And there was this great story about a guy in the Star Tribune this weekend. Every third Saturday, an organization that he runs over by Hiawatha for people to be able to drop in and get clean underwear, socks, find out stuff. And he's a vet himself that started
right.
That was a really inspiring story. Did you get it, Donnie?
I do have it. So
right,
it was a basketball game between Seton Hall and Cal for the Pearl Harbor Invitational.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
In Madison Square Garden. He's 96.
Song to play on the harp
with the air,
And he's got his little cap on, his World War II.
He was a medic at the Battle of the Bulge, which was a very, very,
really
very tough.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That is very cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Maybe you should tweet that, Donnie, or something, or post it.
I liked it.
I liked it so much. So I know what the whole state of Minnesota's claim to fame was. Football.
Yes.
And GalaxyCon.
Yes, if I was football was the overriding.
The Gophers won. People went and had a blast.
I have not heard that much happiness from my living room, safely upstairs on the second floor, watching Catherine the Great, and the whooping and hollering and hard high-fiving. Yeah. I didn't even need to know what was going on. I heard so much happy joy.
Well, it's unusual.
2 days in a row.
Yeah. I know. The Gophers and then the Vikings. It was pretty good. But we got, I kept getting text messages from people who were at GalaxyCon, and we had Barry
Boswick
on Friday at like 3:15, and Hannah posted, David, one of our listeners, got him to write on a card, Lori and Julie, I loved doing an interview with you.
Yeah.
And so that's posted on the My Talk show page, homepage, with the audio if people want to hear it. But then I got another one. John Cusack just said hi. I mean, he was there.
I would be shocked if John Cusack would be at GalaxyCon.
Lori, it's a...
Because he was just here a couple weeks ago.
He was there.
Say anything.
Are you calling my friend a liar?
Well, I don't know. No. I wonder if she mixed him up with somebody else, because I can't figure out why he would be there.
Yeah, what science fiction movie was he in?
Who knows? Maybe he's living in science fiction. Maybe he's living inside of a boombox from Say Anything. Who knows? But he was there. Okay. The person knows who people are.
Okay. I don't know.
Molly called me. Lori's got a problem with you.
Oh, Molly saw?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know it's for reals.
Yeah.
It's for reals. Yeah. So anywho, here we are back in the saddle again.
It was him.
It was.
Yes. He was at GalaxyCon.
What would he be doing there for, like, what thing?
Let's see.
I mean, that's the...
Well, that's a good question.
Who knows? I think a lot of people...
But he was just here doing a one-on-one.
At the Orbit.
Anyway, well, I guess, what was your weekend claim to fame then? Would it be your MC appearance on Friday night?
That was fun. I've never been to the Arboretum. I've seen it at nighttime. It's very lovely.
Isn't it?
Yeah, we raised a lot of money for Prop Food Shelf in Eden Prairie and Chanhassen. So that was really good.
How were your cue cards? I didn't eat them. Oh, you didn't?
No.
That taping and putting My Talk 107 on the back, and then the niece misidentifies us as the old station FM 107, even though your cue cards had My Talk, she's like, we're going to get new listeners.
Oh, thanks.
No, we had...
Hey, that's good marketing.
No, it was lovely.
Because you were very nervous.
I was very nervous, but it all worked out.
Yeah. But you weren't emceeing the fashion show.
No,
you were keeping things moving. Everybody, thanks for hanging out with us. Donnie, what was your weekend claim to fame before we get to Bon Jovi and what he's doing? Yeah,
okay, thanks for asking. I did see that sweet little movie that both of you have seen.
Peanut Butter Falcon.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
Yes, I did watch Peanut Butter Falcon. Very sweet, very charming movie.
Yes,
so good.
That young man who wants to meet the wrestler.
Yeah.
Boy, he was great.
Yeah, I loved that movie.
Yes, very sweet movie. Peanut Butter Falcon.
Yep.
Okay.
And I managed to surprise Casey with just an impromptu gathering of friends and family.
Was he surprised because I got there too late?
Well, he was, especially because the first two people that showed up were my friend Sherry and Jerry, people that Casey just knows not at all or a little, you know.
So great. You invited the friends I don't even know to be out with us.
I mean, he knows my friend Sherry, but I don't know that he's ever met Jerry. And so he just kind of looked at me like, is this a night you're inviting all your girlfriends?
Right.
You know, and...
We've all been with you.
Yeah, I know. So, and luckily... People that he did really know, like his brother showed up and you showed up and then some friends, and we had an amazing meal at a great restaurant called the Hyacinth on Grand Avenue, fancy Italian. You got to make a reservation.
Oh, do you? Okay.
What I heard.
Is it new?
Yeah, amazing. Well, about a year maybe.
I have no idea. It's been there. But it's amazing.
It's next to the Red Rabbit, right?
Yeah.
On that black. Grand. Yeah.
And then Casey and I got a chance. We got to go to Potluck, the new food hall at Rosedale.
Oh.
So.
Tell me.
I had Jason's, the biscuits. Betty and Earl's biscuits.
Okay.
Which Jason, is partnered with the bakery. Right. And I'm with the pickiest biscuit eater in the world.
Because my mom made.
No, because Casey was stationed in Kentucky for 18 months. Oh,
yeah. Okay, I forgot about that, too. And my mom makes biscuits.
Yeah. He ate biscuits and gravy every single day for every day he was stationed in Kentucky.
Yeah.
I mean, he just would eat it morning, noon, and night. And Casey was like, oh, my gosh. And they had, you know, sausage and gravy. They had a cheddar biscuit. They had one with an egg in it. They had just a plain one, but they were
fluffy.
Dense. Yet fluffy. Yeah. They were so good.
Really?
And then they had like lobster or Smack Shack was there and dive bar.
Where is this at Rosedale?
It's in the old Becker's furniture up on the second level, like directly across from Macy's.
Oh, kind of where Herberger's used to be.
Not down that way. Oh, it's like right center of the mall.
Got
and
it.
It's just on the second level and the Nordic Waffles is there. And they're going to have music and they had one bar there. And
really?
I ate... because I was still on my bland diet, so a biscuit was perfect. And then I had pierogies that, you know, equaled Kramarczyk's, which I always think is kind of the pierogi barometer.
Yeah.
At dive bars. So that's a fun place because sometimes it's hard, like if you're going to a movie at Rosedale.
Yeah, to get into the big restaurants and get in and out on time, like Granite City and all that. Because there's, you worry about getting in and out on time.
Right. And
right.
So here you had this and you had all these choices, something for every. They had a chickpea place, but the Betty and Earl's biscuits, real good.
Well, and you know, we were there last week and we went to Van Maur. And we just need to.
Von Maur.
Talk about.
What a great department store.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
People, there's one in Rosedale, there's one in Eden Prairie forever, but the Rosedale's newer to us, St. Paul people.
Really nice.
Yep.
Before we get to Bon Jovi, I just want to tell, while we still have the day going, the Veterans Day dining deals.
Yes.
Okay, so Devani's, just about everybody is doing something, every chain restaurant, but Devani's, you get a single serving one item pizza plus a regular size soda. At Fogo de Chao, veterans enjoy 50% off their meal and an additional 10% off for up to 3 guests.
Wow.
So that's a good one.
The AMC movie theaters are offering a free large popcorn today.
Hooters at the Mall of America, you get a beverage and you get one of 6 menu items free, like a burger or buffalo chicken.
Who has been to Hooters lately?
Oh, that place still...
Is it still busy?
Julia, you wouldn't believe, and it has been there since the MOA
opened. From the beginning of time, right.
It's one of the few things that's lasted.
Wow.
Villa Italiano, the kitchen, they've got Baker Square, Applebee's, California Pizza, Buffalo Wild Wing, Country Kitchen.
That's awesome.
I mean, and they're pretty, Dunkin' Donuts.
I hate to say Amazon Prime, but they are offering a big discount to veterans today.
Casey took advantage of something.
Yep.
The Olive Garden, Outback, Little Caesars, Starbucks, White Castle. And you just have to show your ID.
Yeah, military ID.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool. All right, and this is kind of cool. You saw this story on CBS.
I did.
Tell us.
Well, John Bon Jovi sat down with Gail and the gang, and he has a new album coming out called 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And here he's just going to talk about this. There was a documentary made. It's called To Be of Service.
And is this the one he wrote the anthem for?
Yes.
Okay.
And his song is called Unbroken. But To Be of Service talks about vets who live with PTSD and how service animals help them heal better than anything else they've found. So here's a little bit about him going and writing the song Unbroken for this documentary.
Talk to us about this song, which you've written from the perspective of a service member.
Yeah.
How did you go about writing it?
I was asked to write the song, and it was going to be a difficult task because I hadn't served in the military.
Yeah. Wondered if you were the right guy to write it.
Sure, because the goal is honesty.
Yeah.
You have to be honest if you're going to take on this task, and yet be truthful in its delivery so that men and women who did serve will feel a pride when they hear the song. So I talked to the director prior to his having the cut put together. He gave me some key anecdotal lines that the soldiers had discussed with him. And I asked him what is the name, the title of the film was. He said, To Be of Service. And I said, I got it.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
I mean, and when I watched the documentary and I heard the song, it's like you captured everything so brilliantly in your song because they talk about what the dogs mean to them serving.
Mm-hmm.
22 people a day die from suicide who are veterans. But the thing that got me in the doc, all of them said they would do it all again. And that's what you said in your song, too.
I was trying to find hope at the end of the journey here. And to think that each of these men and women said the one thing is that I would do it all again.
Mm-hmm.
When you're making a record, you usually end it with the chorus.
Yes.
In this case, it was such a powerful line that while we were recording it, we said, no, this is the end of the song. The journey ends here.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
With the positivity.
Whoa. And I want to see this documentary.
Oh, I know. And it's called To Be of Service, and it premiered on November 1st on Netflix. And the goal of this documentary is there's no funding for service dogs through the VA.
Mm-hmm.
And that they're finding that people who suffer from PTSD, and there's 500,000 of these people right now currently living in the U.S., is that they've tried the medication. They've tried other things. The only thing that they have found to bring them comfort and a smile again are these service dogs.
Wow.
Yeah. So here he is talking about.
Let's jump to, because you just talked about a lot of what they say in Kutsu. Let's jump to number three.
Mm-hmm.
You have a foundation. This really struck me. You have a foundation that helped fund something called the new Walter Reed Veterans Apartments. Tell us what that is.
77 units thus far of affordable housing for vets with services all under one roof. Yeah. We partnered with Help USA. It's not the first time I've partnered with the great organization Help USA to build houses for veterans.
Yeah.
And
there's not only housing for them, there's support for them in there as well.
Service providing is the key element there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they can get any kind of medical, legal advice. There's all job opportunities all under these roofs.
I think philanthropy is your middle name, John Bon Jovi. I remember Hurricane Katrina when Oprah was raising money for the victims down there. He came with $1 million check. We all know about your soul-to-soul kitchens that you have in New Jersey that you and Dorothea are helping to feed people there. I mean, there's something, you have that gene that you want to give back and you want to help people.
Well, I don't need the scientists to find the cure in these cases.
You really don't.
A little bit of money, a lot of sweat.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what we do with the soul kitchens.
And people currently are getting service dogs through privately funded organizations, things like that. And there's a PAWS Act that people are trying to get Congress to change to allow people suffering from PTSD to get the dogs.
We spent all this money on, you know, with the military and stuff, and then, you know, people come home whatever they need.
They want to help them through therapy and medication, traditional stuff, and what they're finding. And I'm really wanting to watch this documentary, is that dogs, and anyone who knows this who has an animal, they change lives.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. It's good for Bon Jovi with his gray hair.
Oh,
funny.
He's one of the rare ones that doesn't color his hair.
He doesn't do it anymore.
But he's a Jersey guy. I can just see him.
He gives back, and he's got those soup kitchens and stuff. He's a really good guy.
We'll be back. Thanks for hanging out with us on this brisk Monday.
Brisk.
All the morning shows led with the weather Woody this morning. It was like cold weather had never come to the, you know.
Well, it's all over the country.
No, but it is.
I mean,
when it's 13 in Memphis.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
They're busting out the down coats in New Orleans. Cold.
They showed on Good Morning America in the first 5 minutes, they cut to Minnesota. And it must have been Saturday night. I mean, didn't we have...
Snow yesterday.
Yes. Yeah, but I don't know if it was... I saw cars and ditches, but it was Crete and Vandalia exit off of 94.
Yeah.
And they showed cars and ditches, and I'm like, when was that?
Probably yesterday. It got really slickery.
Yeah. Oh, it snowed for a while.
It did snow.
And then when it got to the gloaming. The gloaming.
I know what that is.
Do you, Donnie?
Why don't you explain for everybody else like me?
Yeah.
Good God. When the moon comes out and it has a glow?
No, it's just right. It's right when the day is not quite night. It's their meeting.
There was a beautiful sunset. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, because it's hard to see.
Oh.
It's a hard time to see. It's like at this time of the year and the sun is lower. Am I explaining it right?
Yeah, no, you are. There's even a famous baseball story about this guy that hit a home run, and it was called the Homer in the Gloaming.
In the Gloaming?
Yes.
Because you couldn't see where it went? Yeah. It's always in spooky stories, very often. It's the time right between day and night, and you can kind of see the blues in the sky of daytime, right. But it's turning into the ink of night.
I would say twilight is a good synonym.
Yeah, there you go. Twilight? I just wanted to throw it a
thank you for giving us that new word.
Yeah.
That was something.
We got some bad, sad music news.
Well, for people who were going to the Brian Setzer Orchestra. Oh,
yeah. That was one of my birthday gifts for the man who's so hard to buy presents for.
Oh, did you buy
tickets? I can't believe this is an actual conversation.
Tickets for this?
Oh, yeah. Right, because I'm like,
I was wondering, what did you get, Casey?
Yeah, he's so hard to buy for. I buy him an iPad. Oh, turns out he got sick of his old iPad falling apart, so he just glued his iPad to the iPad cover.
Oh, my God.
That's so Casey.
So I actually turned
that. Reverse,
yeah,
and
no,
it's possible.
It's possible. Uh-huh. He won't wreck anything.
Right?
So he's got like a permanent cover. So
I love that.
That gift idea. And then I got him a couple of, untucked shirts because
he likes
those.
Oh,
I love
those.
And then Brian Setzer.
And now it's canceled because he has tinnitus. That's scary. I know it. A severe case. The doctor's orders chronic guitarist, songwriter, vocalist, 3-time Grammy Award winner, forced to cancel his 16th annual Christmas Rocks. We have always wanted to see this. We've always wanted to have him in studio.
It's
because he lives here.
It's his 16th year of doing this.
Yeah.
And John Bream was like, he wrote Bells Are Ringing, but just not the right kind.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to get, let's see here. So tickets will be refunded at the original point of purchase. So wherever you bought them,
it doesn't even sound like a reschedule.
No, he's been told to stop under doctor's orders, canceling the whole tour.
Wow, what a bummer.
I know. And then we've got Miley Cyrus, who had nodule work done over the weekend.
Oh, that's just scary.
I know.
That makes me feel... I feel bad for any singer who has to have vocal cord surgery because...
Well, I always think of Julie.
Yeah, what if you're never able to sing again? Sounds like she's going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I think this will actually make her and Cody Simpson's relationship last longer because she won't be able to talk.
And he's going to be her bedside helper.
Well, it'll just help their relationship. It'll add at least, 6 weeks to it. However long she has
to
talk. Well, you can't get in an argument if you can't talk.
This is so true.
So she'll recuperate in silence with him, and just based on even though he was like a boy bander, he's still 22. She's 27. I feel like she's going to get sick of him, but she'll get less sick of him because they're going to have their relationship in silence and sex. Sex, silence, and showers and baths.
Well, there you go.
That's
the guy. That is just a perfect way of describing it.
Okay, so would you like to go back to our boyfriend, John Bon Jovi?
Yeah.
The worst dancer in a band in the world. Oh, my gosh, he's so bad.
In his white Reeboks. The black Reeboks original high top with the padded ankle.
Did we not? I guess because in the 80s, I was in a Bon Jovi.
Neither was I.
I didn't really get into Bon Jovi till the 90s, more like the late 90s. Because he was a spandex hair band, and I was all about, Prince and Madonna.
You were rocking and bopping and moving up and down.
Yeah, the punky stuff and all that, and I just thought Bon Jovi and all that spandex.
I was never into him either.
I don't know if he danced as bad in the 80s. We needed John Bon Jovi, super fan, to yell at us and tell us no, he danced great.
People love.
No, he's great in concert. I'm very sad Ricky Sambora. I'm glad we got to see him with Ricky.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, so here's John talking about a new album. Notice they don't bring up the elephant in the room, Richie Sambora.
Oh, right. I thought we were going to play the song.
Well, let's have him talk about it first.
Oh. Play whatever right, you got. Whatever.
Yeah. Let's just play the song Unbroken. Okay.
Oh, from the documentary.
From the documentary. Let's do that.
God of mercy, God of light, seek your children from this life. Hear these words, this humble plea, for I have seen the suffering. And with this prayer,
mm-hmm. I like it. It's very anthemic, kind of U2-y, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's the. Yeah, I guess, yeah. That's from To Be of Service, the Netflix documentary,
which I really want to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah.
Now, do you want to talk
yeah,
about
go
his
ahead.
New album? Mm-hmm. Okay, I think I have that here.
Your new album, Bon Jovi 2020, you said is a socially conscious record, not a political one. What's the difference between
yeah, how does that work?
I didn't take sides in this issue, for example.
Yeah.
You know, I'm speaking as the soldier. The album is called 2020. It's an election year. There's a wryness in the title.
You thinking about getting in?
Not me. Somebody once asked, they said to President Clinton and I, whose job was better? And I said, mine. And he said, well, why do you say that? I said, because I got to keep the house in the airplane.
I love that.
That's cute.
I don't know if 2020 is a great album title.
Well, he's saying that it's not political. Don't we have that cut?
Let's play the next cut
because he kind of tries to explain why he named it that.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, here we go.
What's the difference between socially conscious and political? Because you said you take no
political. I take no sides.
Yeah.
You know, there's songs on this forthcoming record that address guns. There's the atmosphere in Washington. There's the soldiers with PTSD. That's a very different record than You Give Love a Bad Name.
He's on the side of the facts is what he's saying. You know, I got the guitar, can sit here, I'll go out on tour.
Yeah. But I don't take sides because, look, we all are entitled to our opinions, right? And so that's what America is. We're supposed to govern all Americans together and represent all together. And I think this record does that, but it is obvious in what I'm speaking.
All right.
Yeah,
okay, so he's going to address everything we're all thinking about. All right, fine.
I thought it was kind of cool how he decided to do that, how he named it.
That makes sense, but I am very bummed that he doesn't have his partner, Richie Sambora.
I'm trying to find Richie Sambora news right now, and all that comes up is Heather Locklear's drug abuse timeline.
Yeah, it's just, he's got plenty of dough, and...
He does. He co-wrote the big songs.
Yeah. So did we ever talk about and fake threaten to go to New York to see the Tina Turner on Broadway show?
Yes.
I think we did.
We fake threatened to see Hello Dolly.
Yes, yes.
I didn't fake Cher. You did. Because I already saw Cher in Chicago. Cher is already off Broadway, the Cher show. But Tina debuted in West End, London. And it came to Broadway last week.
Yes.
And it is a huge, huge hit.
Okay.
And they're saying...
GMA because they
had the performers on last week and it was so good.
It was so good.
It was so
here
good.
We go.
This is Tina Turner. And this is also Tina Turner. That voice, unmistakably raspy and edgy from the real Tina, now pouring out of Broadway phenom Adrian Warren. Adrian, making songs like What's Love Got to Do With It? Simply the best.
Forget how many great songs she has.
I like Broadway a lot, and I love a lot of shows. This was really special.
It's a special piece, and it's the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life, in my career thus far, and I'm so grateful to do it.
The show, a four-decade roller coaster ride of Tina's life, unfolding on stage with the help of playwright Katori Hall.
We've known her because we've known the stories, the headlines, but we don't know it like this.
No, you don't know it like this. That's the thing I think that really moves audience members every night. I mean, they get up out of their seats to to dance with this Adrian Warren who is giving you like total Tina Turner.
Okay, so let's go back to The Voice. Yeah. Holy cow.
Well, then the first thing she said to me, she's like, my voice has no top and it has no bottom. So it's finding Tina within my own voice, but with an essence of her.
Okay, no, so a voice has a top and a bottom? Who knew?
Well, how many octaves you can do?
I don't think I have a top or a bottom to my voice.
Flat. We're right in the middle.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No.
So Adrian Warren, the woman that they're talking about, the difference between like the Cher show and Tina is Cher did all the decades, you know, and but they changed the actresses.
The Cher show was a mashup of a lot of ideas.
This is one person, four decades.
Yes.
And they say that the story doesn't, like bio, you know, jukebox musicals, there's 23 hits in it. But it builds. It builds.
I bet it feels more like what Jersey Boy is, where you go from the beginning until the end,
and
you
the career. Yeah,
yeah, it's you follow the whole career through music.
You have the same character, you know, to follow Tina. But Cher was too many.
This
it sounds
looks
good, Lori.
So good. Do we have time for the next cut?
We do. Here
okay,
we go.
Let's go.
And what's a Tina show without Proud Mary? One of her biggest songs with ex-husband Ike Turner.
Left a good job down in the city.
Played by Daniel J. Watts in the show.
For the man every night and day.
It's Never Too Late is one of those big themes that we have. It's never too late. People say, well, I'm too old. I'm too, like, Tina Turner was 40 years old and a black woman. She left Ike with 36 cents to her name and became an icon.
When you met her, what is the thing that sticks out the most?
She is really just a woman from the South, from humble beginnings, and she still is that to this day. And she says there's no shortcuts to hard work, and she's right.
Thank you, all so right.
That strength, the sound, and the moves.
But the Ikeettes would go around to local clubs and pick up new dance moves and then bring them back to Tina.
Oh my gosh. And she was there for Broadway for the opening night, came out on stage at the
Tina
end
Turner
in a sparkly pantsuit. And she just loves living in Switzerland and being retired and, you know, whatever. And yeah, this, I want to go see this movie. And I don't want to fake threaten it.
No, I think, we haven't been, it's 2 hours and 40 minutes.
There you go.
All right, I'm looking at tickets.
Only you would know that.
I know.
I'm looking at tickets.
All right, listen, we got to go. When we come back, what has always been the lamest award show of the year got even lamer last night. Hey everybody, thanks for hanging out with us. So if you weren't watching the football game, maybe you were one of the, you know, couple million people who was watching the People's Choice Award, which is on every year in November. It's a fan favorite thing. It never means anything. It's People Magazine, but they sold it, or CBS or whoever broadcast, because it used to be on network television.
Yeah, it was CBS.
CBS?
Yeah, they
do. E broadcast it this year. Okay, yeah. That's how the ratings have.
And this is one where the people who are there already know their winners.
Yes, if you see someone famous in the audience, they're getting something.
Right.
And so that's how you know who will win. And so it's not a tense situation or anything. And
there's no nominees.
You know, there are nominations.
Yes, there are.
There,
really?
There's competition. No kidding.
No, Donnie, I've watched the show for years because it used to be, it used to have more zest when it was on network TV because they would at least make all the CBS stars be presenters. Right. I literally, when Juliana Rancic did an hour red carpet before she had a beautiful dress on.
I saw that show up on my inbox and I'm like, what is on?
If Gwen Stefani hadn't stopped by, and she was probably forced to stop by because she got the fashion icon award. They always give icon awards. Jennifer Aniston got one, and Robert Downey Jr. would get something every year.
Yep.
Pink got something, and the Kardashians and Khloe won all the reality stuff because it is on E now.
Mm-hmm.
But it really dropped in star power. Twitter was hysterical because I was kind of watching the Viking game on Twitter, which is funny.
bet it is.
It is funny to watch it that way. And then people were like, they were screenshotting the red carpet with the backdrop. And then they'd be like, oh, is that you? You know, so-and-so, because there was just, thank God for the Riverdale guys that they came by. Because they were presenters.
Hannah Brown and Tyler Cameron were there.
Like I said, you know, Julia.
But Tyler looked hot in his suit, and she looked beautiful, too. But
they're not stars.
I know, Lord.
Yeah, and KJ.
Who's that?
He's Archie on Riverdale.
Oh, yeah.
He is British.
He's Australian, I think.
Whatever he is, when he talks, he's not that. Archie. And then Cole Sprouse is just darling. But I mean, it was super like.
You already knew he was British.
I've never heard him on a. I've never seen him do a red carpet. I don't think that anyone would ever talk to him. You know what I mean?
He was on like late night with maybe I saw him talk, and I'm like, "You're British, dude."
The best thing about the whole night was Gwen Stefani was kind of funny, and but Pink gave a really good speech. She's like, "I don't know what I'm getting this for," but she name checked all kinds of.
He's from New Zealand, Lori.
New Zealand, mm-hmm. Yeah. She was just name checking Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King and Greta Thunberg and Malala and going like that. And then at the end, she said, "Get together with your friends and change the bleeping world," you know. So they bleeped it, you know. And then the Kardashians had an awkward moment. Oh my God, I had to replay it. It was so awkward. First of all, when they get up.
To go up on stage to get their award?
It's because they're not in the reality show setting and it's the real world. How they've all, except for like...
Khloe.
Courtney.
Courtney, excuse me, looks still like Courtney. The rest of them don't look like themselves.
It's like...
I heard the biggest diss. But I think it was on Jason... No, it was on Colleen and Bradley's show that... Someone said that Khloe Kardashian reminds them of a young, who's that woman?
Kim Zolciak.
Yes.
Yes. Because she has sculpted her nose down into nothing.
And everyone looks like everyone now.
And she sucked all of her fat out of her thighs and her sides and put it in her butt. And she almost looks like a giraffe when she walks because she's bottom heavy in the back.
Lori.
That's a good diss.
Oh, God.
No. No. I'm telling you, I watched it. Okay, play what we have. So they win best reality shows. And Kim, you know, Kris Jenner, I mean, you know, she's got this suit on. Courtney's got a suit on with maybe a bathing suit top and a lot of cleavage. They're all doing a lot of cleavage, but they win the best reality show over, you know, right. Housewives, blah, blah, blah. Here they are.
Can we talk about, first of all, who everyone is wearing tonight? Can we break down the looks? You look amazing.
I didn't plan this. Naeem Khan, is that how you say it? KKW Diamond.
Yes, we're getting to that.
We're all wearing that. How do we really know? I was saving you since you didn't know who you were wearing. No, that was my save. And I just didn't know how to pronounce it.
Chris.
Okay, that was on the red carpet with Juliana. That was painful, too.
So what they're saying, Lori, is that... Courtney, the oldest, has she been fighting this year with Kim on the show or something?
They fight. They've been fighting from year one. Yeah. They're sisters.
So Kim interrupted her. And
Kim did a blatant, hey, we are just here to promote KKW Diamond. We're all wearing it. Courtney, we know you can't say Naeem Khan.
I hate to save you.
Yeah. But when they got up on the award show, I mean, only... So Kim, they go, you've got the most followers, you speak, and she's in a snake skin gown. Donnie posted all the facts.